Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Matthew Fisher is with us at M. Fisher Overseas on Twitter, international or foreign correspondent for 35 years, globalnews.ca contributor now. And this is one of my favorite segments every weekend. But this time on Sunday, we get to talk to Matthew about columns that he's written and is writing. And my friend, I'm really fascinated by what you're, I guess most of us will see tomorrow. And that is, give us as much detail as you can about the difference in the relationship with China between this country and our Pacific ally, Australia.
Well, on the face of it, Roy, we have many similarities. Australia is treated like crap by China, and so is Canada. You may recall a few weeks ago the Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said that Australia was like gum on the bottom of your shoe in dismissing the country. And Canada and Australia have both been called by the Chinese racist nations who have it in for Asian people, and in particular Chinese people, and they've said that they fear for the lives of Chinese people in Australia and Canada because we are so violent towards Chinese people in our countries. Of course, this is an absolute nonsense, but those are some of the similarities, but also we have similarities in trade. We send a lot of our resources there. Australia, as a percentage of its gross national product, sends even more. We're trading nations. We're in the Indo-Pacific. But the difference, Roy, is that the Australians take defense security very seriously. In response to the coronavirus and what China's been up to, they announced last week a 40% increase in defense spending.
Australia.
We heard nothing from Canada about what it might do, but there are rumblings that, of course, defense will be the place where they will have to cut. Totally different attitudes. And what we hear, Roy, always is, well, Australia is so much closer to Canada. But if you actually go and look at a map and do the distances, Vancouver is closer to Beijing than Sydney is, something that seems to shock Canadians when they find that out.
Yeah, I'm looking at one of the things that that you were working on. The Australian Defence Force spends about $15 billion a year more on defence than Canada does. They have the new F-35 strike fighters. We have the old worn out scrap heap Australian F-18s.
That's true, and actually there's a long list beyond that. They have submarines, and they're getting more submarines.
Well, we have submarines, Matthew. They just can't submerge and come back up.
Well, and we only have four of them. We could do a whole segment if you want, Roy. I think you know as well as I do the status of our submarines. In so many respects, in terms of reconnaissance aircraft, in terms of the pointy end of military capability, and you're right that they spend $15 billion more a year on defense now than Canada. Remember that they have 60% of Canada's population, and they've announced a 40% increase. They take this matter very seriously. They regard China as a huge threat, and Canadians, as always, are kind of asleep at the switch and still expecting that the United States will protect us when there's every sign that the United States is not as keen on protecting us, and that didn't start with Donald Trump. It didn't start with Barack Obama either, but he wanted Canada to spend a lot more on defense than it does. We promised 2%, we spend 1%. Australia is already at 2%, and they're looking at going to 3% of their gross national product on defense. And so,
and all the parties in the Australian Parliament are aligned on this. There isn't a fundamental difference between any party on defense spending.
No, that is the biggest difference, Roy. The consensus there of all parties, they really only have two. We have three or four, depending on how you count them. But there is an all-party consensus, so when governments change, they agree. So when the Prime Minister announces a 40% increase in defense spending, basically you have the opposition saying, yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's fine. Good. Yeah, we would have done that. And in Canada, of course, whenever we have anything that we're proposing, whether it's new warships or fighter jets, there's this huge, huge controversy. Yeah. The attitude is different. They're quite isolated where they are geographically.
All right.
So they feel it more acutely. But also,
okay,
in their brains, they don't think the U.S. will be there all the time,
yeah,
as we do.
Matthew, always great talking to you. And as we're talking about military procurement, let's not forget naval supply ships and Admiral Norman. But that's a whole other story.
It is. Yeah. We can give another show to that.
Absolutely.
Mr. Norman, yeah, very, very.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Always great talking to you.
All the best, Ray.
Thank you. You too, Matthew Fisher. At M. Fisher Overseas on Twitter.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.